This is Fresh Air. This weekend, it will be 50 years since Light My Fire by a rock group called The Doors hit the number one spot on the Billboard singles chart. To celebrate that anniversary, we'll listen back to an interview Terry Gross recorded in 1998 with Ray Manzarek. He played keyboards for The Doors alongside guitarist Robbie Krieger, drummer John Densmore, and singer-songwriter Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison, his lead vocalist, was the most iconic member of The Doors. But, as Manzarek told Terry, coming up with the song arrangements was a group endeavor.
Somebody would bring a song in, and then everyone would go to work on it. So Robbie came in with a song. He said, I got a new song called Light My Fire, the first song Robbie Krieger ever wrote. What a genius he is. He's just the greatest guy, great guitar player and great songwriter. He plays the song for us. And it's kind of a Sonny and Cher kind of dun, 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 light my fire. And it's like, okay, good chord change. What are the chord changes there? And he shows me an A minor to an F sharp minor. And that's like, whoa, that's hip. That's cool. And then, and that's when he went into the Sonny and Cher part. No, I'm going to do a Sonny and Cher kind of song here, man. And that was popular at the time. Densmore says, look, we got to do a Latin kind of beat here. Let's do something in kind of a Latin groove. And I'm doing this left hand line. So John's doing ka-chinka, chinka, dunka. And we set up this Latin groove and then go into a hard rock four. And Robbie's only got one verse. He needs a second verse. And Morrison says, okay, let me think about it for a second. And Jim comes up with the classic line, and our love becomes a funeral pyre. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher as Robbie's. Then Jim comes, the time to hesitate is through. In other words, seize the moment, seize the spiritual LSD moment. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. Whoa, that's kind of heavy. Try now, we can only lose, meaning the worst thing that can happen to you is death. And our love becomes a funeral pyre. Our love is consumed in the fires of Agni. And it's like, God, Jim, what a great, great verse, man. So we've got verse, chorus, and then it's time for solo. So anyway, the verse goes, time to hit and do that. You know how that goes. You've heard it a million times. And then into the chorus, come on, baby, light my fire. So it's time then for some solos. We've done a verse, chorus. Now what do? We got to play some solos. We got to stretch out. Here's where John Coltrane comes in. Here's where the Doors' jazz background. John's a jazz drummer. I'm a jazz piano player. Robbie's a flamenco guitar player. And we all said, you know, we're in A minor. Let's see. What do we do? Dun, 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 dun. It ends up on an E. So how about My Favorite Things, John Coltrane. It's My Favorite Things, except Coltrane's doing it in D minor. But the left hand is exactly the same thing. It's in three. One, two, three, one, two, three. A minor, the Doors, Light My Fire is in four. We're going from A minor to B minor. So it's the same thing as and that's how the solo comes about. And then we just go. So it's John Coltrane's My Favorite Things. And Coltrane's Ole Coltrane. And then that's the chord structure. Then I would solo over it. Robbie would solo over it. And at the end of our two solos, we'd go into a three against four. I'm keeping the left hand going exactly as it goes. That hasn't changed. That's the four. On top of it is three. And into the turnaround. we're back at verse 1 and verse 2. And we're back into our Latin groove. So it's basically a jazz structure. It's verse, chorus, first chorus, state the theme, take a long solo, come back to stating the theme again. And we said, now how do we start the song? Do we just jump on an A minor to an F sharp? We're going to do that, vamp a little bit? I said, no, we need something more than we can't just vamp a little bit. And I started this. I put my Bach back to work, put my Bach hat on, and came up with a circle of fifths. So I started like this. Like a Bach thing, like. So same kind of thing. Yeah. B flat, I'm in G, D, F, up to B flat, E flat, A flat, to the A, to A major, yeah, that's it. And then we'll go to the A minor. I'm thinking all this to myself. So that's how the introduction came about. F, B flat, E flat, A flat, A, and the drums and everything. Jim comes in singing. And a Latinesque, and then into hard rock. So that's how Light My Fire goes. That's the creation of Light My Fire.
And you come up with this great organ solo in the middle.
Oh, that was just luck.
Which is, of course, cut out of the single.
Right, exactly.
Because your producer figured, we got to get this on the radio.
Right.
So we got to do a singles version.
Yeah,
and it was, what, six or seven minute track?
7 minutes. We had to cut down 7 minutes to 2 minutes and under 3 minutes. 2 minutes and 45 seconds, 2:50 would be ideal.
So he calls you into the office, plays you his version,
his edited version. Paul Rothschild, a brilliant genius producer, and Bruce Botnick was our engineer. Those were the door number five, door number six. Paul said, I'm gonna make an edit here. I'm going to do some edits. I'm going to cut Light My Fire down from 7 minutes to 2:45, 2:50. And I said, good luck, man. I don't see how you're going to do it. I figured he's going to have to do little bits and cuts and here and there. And 2 days later, Rothschild calls and said, okay, man, I got it. I said, well, you got it. How did you do it so fast? You got 1,000 cuts. And he said, no. Just come on in. I'm not going to tell you what I did, how I did it. I just want you to listen to it. So the song starts. We're all in the control room on the big speakers at Sunset Sound. The song starts with the regular introduction, and then it's into... And it's going along, and then come on, baby, light my fire, and that's going along. Now we're into the second verse. The time to hesitate is through, no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, our love becomes a funeral pyre. Everything's going exactly, come on, baby, light my fire. Nothing has changed, everything is exactly the same. Come on, baby, light my fire, try to set the night on fire. Now it's time for the solos. I think, where's the edit, man? And we're into the solos. And I thought, I don't know where he's going to cut. This is insane. And all of a sudden, where I'm supposed to go... play my organ solo. What happens? It goes to the end of the solos. And it back into the turnaround. And there's like not a solo. There's no solos. I'm out. I've got 3 minutes of solo. Robbie's got 2.5 minutes of solo. It's all gone. And then verse number four. It's time to hesitate. No time to wallow in the mire. Trying to be in love becomes a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire. And it's the end of the song. And that's it. It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds long, and there are no solos in the entire song. And I thought, I'm going to kill this guy. And Paul said, hold it. Listen, I know the solos aren't there, but just think, you don't know the song. You've never heard the song. You're 17 years old. You're in Poughkeepsie. You're in Des Moines. You're in Missoula, Montana. You've never heard of The Doors. All you know is a 2 minute and 45 second song is going to come on the radio. It's called Light My Fire. Does that work? And we all looked at each other and said, you know what, man? You're right. It does. It works.
That's Ray Manzarek of The Doors, recorded in 1998. He died in 2013 at the age of 74. Light My Fire hit the top of the singles charts 50 years ago this week.